Well, good day, everybody. Welcome, Pastor Tim Carscatti here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. We're entering a new Hebraic month, the month of Nisan. I don't know that there's a more important month in the last 4 years than this month as we enter into new season. Let's learn what it means and walk in the fullness of what Jesus died for as we enter a new season. Of new starts, and as we look at the number 8, we always say new beginnings. Today is April 8, 2024, but April 8th is also a new start, and it's ironic that that's true, and today is a new start. At the sundown today, we'll see the month of Nisan start, and we start heading toward the Feast of Passover, which we'll celebrate later this month. So as we push into this month, we must understand the brevity of the hour we're in. These feasts, to me, are going to be some of the most important ones we've had. I said that last year. I said that the year before. But since 2020, I don't know of one. We'll say that is more important than this one. We need to learn, prepare, be ready for it. And I know there's always a controversy about New Year in the Hebrew calendar. There's so many Messianic-type teachings. And as you know, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, we say Happy New Year. It's more of a tradition than a biblical truth. And here you have the actual day the Lord tells them to start. You have to look at Exodus 12, 1 and 2. And so the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be the beginning of months for you, and it shall be the first month of the year to you." It's kind of hard to argue with that, isn't it? It's very clear here. Why? Because they had been around many types of different calendars, Mesopotamian calendars, Egyptian calendars. And now God says, look, I'm going to have my own calendar, and this is it. It probably was already, I believe it was, already his calendar, but they had gotten off of it from the times of Noah, whatever, and now God was putting them back in time. And that's the beauty of when you come to the Lord Jesus, you come back into time. Your clock starts at a different way, and you get in sync with those appointed times, the Moedims, we call them, the times of the Lord, the appointed times. And today is the beginning, as we go into this evening, an appointed time to start a new season, a new year, and begin to go into the feast season and understand what happened to Israel in the desert, but also what happened to us at Calvary. And we want to just eat that revelation up and just be blessed by the truth of that revelation and what Christ did for us at that time, being our Passover lamb. Some translations will say Abib, but Nisan, it's the first. Abib is a Hebraic term for the stage of growth or grain when seeds have reached their full size. And that's why we're talking about first fruits at this time as well. The harvest was waved before the Lord, Leviticus 23. As you pray for your first fruits this year, or you pray for your first fruits giving, we've been talking about that. You can go back and see my message on that a few weeks back. As we give it this month, we're going to wave it before the Lord, declaring the fullness of our harvest is being secure, that every seed that was sown will prosper in new ways. That's what it's a new beginning about. And that's what I'm believing for you as you sow your first fruits this year. I'm sowing my first fruits too. A lot of people Well, you just want people to give more money. I'm giving too. I'm giving the largest offering I've ever given this year. So this month of Passover, this, or is it what I want to call it, the Passover month, when we truly cross over into a new season, we're standing at a promised land. I gave you the word last week, dreams we had about Moses, and enter in the old patterns of life. We leave those. That's what we did when we got saved. We had a Passover. We left Pharaoh. We left Egypt. We left all those ways, and we moved into a new place, to the covenant. We left bondage to covenant. So this time of Passover is a new inheritance. And every time we celebrate it, we remind ourselves of that inheritance. If you read our daily Bible readings, we've been in Psalms recently, and it was Psalm 77. When we were reading about that, as I was reading it, the first part was pretty scary, pretty discouraging. As the psalmist was wondering, God, where are you? Did we lose your love? Did we lose your hope? Did you not care about us? But then he goes into the place, he said, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. I will ponder all his work, and I will meditate on his mighty deeds. And by the end of the psalm, he talked about how he led his people like a flock by the land, by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So he encouraged himself after recognizing there are times we feel like God has forgotten us. He's forgotten his love. He's forgotten his mercy. He's forgotten the justice needs to rule. When we're looking at that right now, we could say that. God, when we look at the Antichrist spirit, when we look at the leaders over our nations that are just trampling on morality, trampling on the word of God, Where are you, God? You know, we must remember the mighty deeds of the Lord. And one of the greatest deeds, the greatest deed ever is the death and resurrection of Christ. But it all started here at Passover with Moses and Aaron as well. So, and this calendar is always linked with tribes. There's always first, right? The month of Nisan is linked to the tribe of Judah. Why? Because Judah first goes out first to the battles of Israel. They're an apostolic tribe. They're a warring tribe who knew how to operate with sound and with praise. I want you to grasp this right now. Judah's going forth into battle with the sound of praise. You must praise this month, no matter what. Now, this is the month of the unraveling. We already seen it. My gosh, 8 days into this month, and it has been unraveling everywhere. Earthquakes. The United Nations was meeting last week, I think it was Friday, they were meeting last week and talking about the Middle East and Israel, the Security Council, and they had to stop the meeting because of an earthquake in New York. God is speaking. This is a whole battle. Every time God speaks out, America speaks out against Israel, while the world speaks out against Israel, God is speaking. So Judah goes forth in the battle with that sound right now. It's also a time in the spring when the kings go off to war. We talked about that before. 2 Samuel 10:1. Now, when David should have been celebrating the Passover season and preparing for Feast of Passover, he was looking at Bathsheba, and he fell in adultery. So allow this season of war for your covenant promises. Don't get distracted in any way at this time. Do not hesitate to lose the sound of praise that will loose a new dimension of victory and wholeness in your life. Chuck Pierce says that this is the season to arise your faith, declare power in the blood of Jesus has set you free from, and declare a path of healing and miracles. So let's make sure we do that as well. The month of Nisan is a month of redemption and sacrifice in which the Israelites, they're saved right by a death angel, by the blood of the Lamb. So Yeshua, our spotless Lamb, our Passover Lamb, has given each one of us the newness of life and a promise to eternity, but also can protect us from the death of the spirit of death that's in the world right now. So Nisan is associated with the Hebrew letter Chai, which signifies violent praise. So in the Hebrew alphabet, each alphabet letter represents a word picture. Chai is pictured as violent, blowing through the lattice over a window, the wind of God blowing down on us every year. So our mouth can be the lattice to the window of our soul, and it needs the wind of God's spirit to blow through us this month. We've been given this gift of our mouth, our praise, right? That we have to do that. And so it is associated with our speech, the ability to express our deepest feeling or insights. As I was reading that psalm, I was just like, God, this psalmist is just like speaking my heart. What has happened? Why aren't you there on this issue? And so you can speak that, but then praise as they did. Your mighty deeds, Lord, what you've done for us. So be careful about making negative confessions during this month. A negative confession at this time is linked to the rest of the year. If you start that this way, what's going to happen the rest of the year? That's why we're doing our joy journal. If you've been joining us, we've been writing, just get a journal and write down three things that bring you joy every day. It could be the wind in your face. It could be the sun in your eyes. It could be, you know, something simple, but you got to find joy in what you're doing. You got to start this year. It's a no better time to do it, to start with joy, with praise in your mouth. Speak of the thankfulness of what God has delivered you from, what he's delivered others from, what he's done for the body of Christ, what he did for Israel. Thank God for delivering you from your past and that you have miracles awaiting you for the season ahead, crossing over from bondage to promised land. Just go back and remember the day you gave your life to the Lord. Make sure you thank him for continuing to deliver you. So this month is based on the lunar calendar, is based on the lunar or the moon, if you want to put it that way. The reason for this is God told Israel to bless the moon because in Egypt, their gods and their seasons were based on the sun. So God was teaching his people to recalibrate on his timetable and his season. So it is within the heavens and the galaxies that the Hebrew sages or the Hebrew scholars watch to declare God's glory. What better way to look into the heavens and to look up in the heavens and appropriate that, hey, right now, it's our season of Passover. Heaven's declaring his glory right now. When this new full moon comes in a few weeks, it's that our sign that we have a new beginning. We have a new start with Christ. And this month, put your best foot forward. Israel was ready to leave quickly and follow the cloud of glory and the pillar of fire. So don't delay this month. Step forward in strength and praise and consider where the Lord is leading you. It's time of the new year of the kings, the King of Kings, King Jesus. This is the month of political change. Did you hear me? This goes with Dutch Sheets and Chuck Pierce's word, the unraveling of the plans of the enemy. It is an amazing month for us. It's a month of enterprise and institution that God would do that. He'd be our chief accounting officer, and he would begin to manage our finances, manage everything we put our hands to. Look, the fact that the tax system of our nation or your nation is linked to this month. We have an April 15th day here. It's no coincidence. This is a month to learn what God has given you and remember, and that Jesus can help you pay your taxes. Go catch a fish. I had to pay some taxes recently for a couple years ago. I underpaid, long story. God literally sent me a fish with a coin in it. I don't want to tell you all that happened. It was supernatural. I got the shock bill of my life, one of the highest tax bills I'd ever received. And I thought, God, I can't believe they sent this to me. And a fish came and had plenty of coins in its mouth to pay the entire bill. I want you to believe that for you. Not literally, you know what I'm saying? It's just being allegorical there, symbolic, that you could receive this as well. So this is a month we have to be ready for with all that's going on. You know, today, I don't know what time you're watching, the eclipse is happening in America, and I know there's a lot of controversy around it, a lot of people saying stuff. Listen to the people who say God spoke to them, gave them a dream, gave them an encounter about it, rather than people that are just speculating. I'm just going to put it at that. We want to make sure that we are trusting the Lord what he wants. Definitely it's a picture. Definitely it's a sign to us that God is speaking something. And I know this with my words that I gave last week, that it is a crossing over moment for all of us. We are crossing over into a new season. I can't wait for Passover. I feel that there's going to be a major, major shift. Some major events are going to happen in the earth. And we're going to see God's plans play out. And we're going to see the enemy's plans unravel. It's going to be a chaos and victory at the same time. So don't be discouraged. Keep pressing in. God is going to be faithful to us this year. So happy new year. I want to say that starting tonight, Nisan 1. And prepare yourself because Passover is coming. The power of resurrection, the power of the blood of Jesus to cover and to redeem and to send us into a new season of covenant promises and inheritance that he has for each and every one of us. May the Lord bless you today. May he keep you. May he let his face shine upon you.
What a lovely
in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. All right, come back tomorrow. We'll see you.
Flaming view.
Well, welcome and thanks for listening to our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport in Louisiana, United States of America. Don't forget our Olive School of Ministry. That we are taking fall applications for the fall 24 session. You can go to olivesm.com and you'll find the information about our website. Full-time ministry, training you on how to be in the ministry of the Lord. Okay, we want you to do that. Thanks for your giving. You can do that on our website or app, and you can find everything we're doing there on our application. God bless you. See you tomorrow.